Jones A.T., Jones C.H., Wilcox. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, January 27, 1903. Alonzo T. Jones, Jones, and Wilcox. My dear brethren in positions of trust, I received your letter this morning and will respond at once. Brother Harper came to St. Helena last week especially to lay before me the question of the location of the General Conference soon to be held. He told me that the brethren and sisters of the Healdsburg Church offered to entertain the delegates free of cost if the General Conference would be held there. He asked if I had any preference to express. I told him that if the Healdsburg Church proposed to entertain the delegates free, the conference would be held at Healdsburg, if I had any voice in deciding this matter, for to hold it there would be much more in accordance with the light given to leave the cities as much as possible than holding it in Oakland would be. I thought that if the brethren and sisters at Healdsburg would do what I was told they were so desirous of doing, to hold the conference there would be much more desirable than to hold it in Oakland at this time of the year. I knew that accommodations in Oakland for entertaining so large a company were very limited and expensive. I desire my personal preferences to have no special influence in determining where the conference shall be held, for unless specially convinced by the Spirit of the Lord that it is my duty to be present, I will not attend, no matter where the meeting may be held. If I knew that I should have to attend the conference, I might express my preference for Healdsburg as the location, for I could drive over and have my horse and carriage there to use at any time and to return when necessary. At present, I most decidedly dread to attend either camp meetings or conferences. When present at such meetings, I am reined up to speak plainly and strongly in regard to matters, for I dare not do otherwise than to tell the truth. The burden that comes upon me at such times is very heavy. The experiences I've passed through in attending meetings since returning to America have been most afflicting, for it seems as if my efforts are of none effect. The testimonies borne bring upon me a great burden of soul and seem to accomplish so little to change the order of things. The testimonies are speculated upon and do not reform existing evils. Just now, my courage is not the best. Since the Fresno camp meeting, I have carried the burden of the southern field in direct opposition to the plans of leading brethren. I have lost confidence in some of these men as being taught and directed of God. If they are thus taught and directed, I am not teaching the way of the Lord. Therefore, I am convinced that my place is at home. I can continue to write if I avoid the crushing burdens that overwhelm me. And these burdens come upon me whenever I attend a meeting where there are men whom I know are not walking in the counsel of God. I care not to face such matters any longer, for it seems useless. I long for retirement, and I mean to have it, if it be the Lord's will to give it to me.